intelligent user interface really has two key elements philosophically. One is a thing we call task-centered computing. And what that means is that we're trying to move the computer interaction metaphor beyond application-centered, which is how most of the personal computer and workstation systems work today, and even beyond the document-centered interfaces that you see in some systems such as Windows, and in all the way to what we regard as a task-centered interface. And what that really means is an interface where the computing paradigm is optimized around trying to work the way people do, rather than making people work the way computers do. So what that says is rather than a focus on going in and out of applications and having to move your data and things around, instead we have a focus that that users will just work in the context with which they're familiar, with the metaphors with which they're already familiar, and the computer will serve up the tools and underlying mechanisms as needed so that people can just stay focused on their problem domain and not really have to think about how to get the computer to do what they want. So that's one key element. And the way it's expressed because of our focus on people and organizations is we have a metaphor that we have called people, places, and things. And it falls very naturally out of our object-oriented underpinnings because objects are very able to represent elements such as people, places, and things, objects. The notion is that everybody in organizations work with other people. They don't work just by themselves. And they work in various places, not just an office sitting alone at their desk, but in various other contexts, departments, meetings, with other vendors. And those are the places that we want to represent. And they work with more things than just documents and folders, trash cans. They have many more elements just as they have on the desks around them that are the various elements with which they work. So by representing and allowing you to build people, places, and things elements, we think that will make computers much more effective for people working in organizations. And again, these things are done as an extension to the underlying personal computer GUI metaphors that we have today. We don't have a need to reinvent the windows and scroll bars and those things of the personal computer metaphor. They work very well. What we're trying to do is build upon those and have extensions by adding the people, places, and things elements to that.